Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. Connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I'll be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate. Look out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is National Frozen Yogurt Day. That's today, National Frozen Yogurt. What's your favorite frozen yogurt? I'm going to post a poll later in the day. Find out where our favorite yogurt facilities are. We'll find that out. Get that information input from you. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1186 this morning. It's been a little bit of a volatile morning on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But down, like I say, right now, about 11.86, 13.02 right now. Oil down 62 cents per barrel, which means the national average gasoline, $2.27 here in the state of confusion, $2.82.5. Pretty much second highest in all of the United States. Trying to figure that one out, but that's just the way it is. We have over 42 cents a gallon in taxes on our gasoline. So that's part of the fun of that one right there. And we, as we do every day, do look at the 10-year treasury down a little bit today, almost down 4 basis points, 0.04%. U.S. 10-year at 2.431 is where that is. And we're looking at that. Obviously, we focus on that because as a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, you know that that is the driver of the 10-year treasury, of the amount of money that it's going to take to get a home loan. So we are following that one as we do all the time as well. A recent study from the Federal Reserve, the Boston Federal Reserve. I'm going to share this one on our social media channels also as the real estate tip of the day. A recent study from the Boston Federal Reserve found that the income of homeowners' children rises if home values rise, speculating that housing equity permits more human capital investment. Think about that one. Try and understand where that one's coming from. But that is our mortgage or real estate tip of the day today. Did you get a chance to watch any of that Super Bowl yesterday? You got an unbelievable game. I shared many, many times throughout the day that you have to be real careful. When you've got a champion, you've got somebody that knows how to win, how to close out the game, as the Patriots do, as Tom Brady does, you have to be real careful of that one. Because first-timers, regardless, it's, you know, the Falcons got this big lead, didn't know how to close the deal. And that's just something you have to be real, real careful of when you're watching some of these games. I hope you didn't bet on that one. I know they had one of the bets that was out there was what color hoodie would Bill Belichick be wearing, and he didn't have a hoodie on at all. That kind of messed people up there. I wonder, and I saw that there was somebody that had put a late bet, $1 million bet on the Falcons. I'm sure they're not very happy. Yeah, that's a little bit painful. Commercials, what was your thought about the halftime show? I thought Gaga did a very good job. Didn't get the political aspect in. Nice to see. Because no need for politics in the Super Bowl. Maybe we can get away from some of the politics sometimes. I saw on one of the channels, I was listening to an interview recently, and there's people, more and more people are getting upset with, they're getting rid of Facebook. They're not even spending the time on Facebook that they were, just because they're tired of going to their feed, and all they see in their feed is politics. Let me ask you, is that where you are right now? Are you worried about the politics in the marketplace? Well, we will see where that goes as well as far as the Facebook stock. But, you know, move on. There's a lot of great things going on right now. Don't you think maybe now is the time to move on and Let the politicians go do their thing. Obviously, we want to keep them accountable for what they're doing. We don't want them to be doing some goofy stuff to us. But the idea here is, you know, let's move on, being social, being inclusive. It's very, very obvious when you look at some of the signs that most of the signage from these political protests are being paid for. So the question I would ask is, who's paying? And if it's not grassroots, should it matter to you? Because all they're doing is they're paying you for your eyeballs to get you there to see some of these things. I'm wondering, does that matter to you? That's just my question that I'd like to get your opinion on. Let me know, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. Saw another one of those interesting articles coming across the feed again, is the question being, lack of homes for sale slowing down the housing market. Well, it's going to happen. We've talked about this right along, that the housing market is a function of properties available for sale. Housing crisis seems like in our rear mirror as the real estate market moves down the road to complete recovery. Home values are up. Home sales are up. Distressed sales, that's foreclosures and short sales, fallen dramatically. It seems that 2017 will be the year that the housing market races forward again. However, there is one thing that may cause the industry to tap the brakes, a lack of housing inventory. While the buyer demand looks like it will remain strong throughout the winter, supply is not keeping up. What are your thoughts about that? According to the National Association of Realtors, I'll quote them, total housing inventory at the end of December dropped 10.8%, which is the lowest level since the National Association of Realtors began tracking the supply of all housing types in 1999. Inventory has fallen year over year for 19 straight months and is at a 3.6-month supply at the current sales pace, unquote. Jonathan Smoke, the chief economist for Realtor.com, quote, more than two-thirds of the markets are seeing less inventory now compared to a year ago. And Lawrence Yoon's comment is the chief economist from the National Association of Realtors. The dismal number of listings in the affordable price range is squeezing prospective first-time buyers the most. As a result, young households are missing out on the wealth gains most homeowners have accrued from the 41% cumulative rise in existing home prices since 2011. You see, I'm getting a sense here. All these professionals, all these economists, all these different companies, all coming up with the same philosophy. The bottom line, if you're thinking of selling your home, now might be a great time. Demand for a house will be strong at a time when there is very little competition, which could lead to a quick sale for a really good price. And I'm going to suggest to you that if you are at all contemplating selling real estate, get a hold of the Home Seller's Guide. It's free. Just text HSG, Home Seller's Guide, to 79564. Text HSG to 79564. Get one of the seller's guides. It's about a 20-page book. Give you some ideas on things you need to know if you're contemplating selling your home. We want to make sure that if that is a contemplation for you, do it the right way. Maximize your return. Give us a call. We'll put you in touch with great real estate professionals that can help you in that arena as well. I'm just thought there for you because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting. I've got a couple of things to chat with you about. Actually, there's quite a few. Daydreaming about your perfect home. Know what you want and what you need. Are property taxes included in mortgage payments? How to get rid of mortgage insurance? And a family buried in debt with the prospects of their home mortgage increasing. A little bit worrisome right now for this family. They called us. We had the solution. I am going to omit their name, but I'm going to share with you the entire analysis that we went through with this family to solve their concerns, and I think they're sleeping a little bit at night. So we're going to chat about that today as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. We'll be right back.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your home. Again, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, and one of those professionals will reach out to you. The other thing is you can also text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564 and find that dream home of yours before somebody else does. And if you are daydreaming about your perfect home, know what you want versus what you need. In this day and age of being able to shop for anything, anywhere, it's really important to know what you're looking for when you start your home search. That's why it's so easy for you to text NEST, N-E-S-T, no advertisements there, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Start putting in a little bit of information, and you can call out what you're looking for. Find it, get text messages on your phone whenever something new that hits your target search. If you've been thinking about buying a home for your own for some time now, you've probably come up with a list of things that you'd love to have in your new home. Many new home buyers fantasize about the amenities that they see on television or Pinterest and start looking at the countless homes listed for sale through rose-colored glasses. Do you really need that farmhouse sink in the kitchen in order to be happy with your home choice? Would a two-car garage be a convenience, or is it absolutely necessary? Could the man cave of your dreams be a future renovation project instead of a make or break right now? The first step in your home buying process should be to get pre-approved for your mortgage. Now, I want you to get the fast pass. Nobody in the marketplace is doing this. It's the fast pass. You are totally approved for your loan, and there's no need to have your real estate professional put a loan contingency, no need for a loan contingency in your purchase contract. So you're buying just as if you were a cash buyer. Now, you do need to have an appraisal contingency, and you need to have title contingency. You want that either way. But the first step is get that fast pass. It's from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only ones that offer the fast pass mortgage. And give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. The next step is to list all the features of a home that you would like and to qualify them as follows. Just get a piece of paper. Put it, you want the must-haves. If this property does not have these items, then it should even be considered. Like, you don't want to have a house that's 200 miles from work. Wouldn't make any sense. So you want to make sure that you put down the proximity to work, proximity to family. How many bedrooms do you need to have? How many bathrooms do you need to have? Those are some must-haves. You might say, well, I'd like to have 4 bedrooms, but I can do with 3. So you want to put down that you have to have 3. Because if it had 1, it wouldn't work at all. So it's a deal breaker. The should-haves, if the property has all of the must-haves and some of the should-haves, it stays in contention, but does not need to have all of these should-have features. And then there's those that are the wish list. If we find a property in our budget that has all the must-haves, most of the should-haves in any of these, then you basically just go and say, you know something, we got a winner here. Bottom line, having this list fleshed out before starting your search will save you time and frustration, while also letting your agent know what features are most important to you before starting to show you houses in your desired area. So again, we've got these tools for you to help you out. 2 of them, they're very simple, and it's simply your cell phone. If you grab your phone, those of you watching me on ronsiegelradio.tv, you can see you just grab your cell phone, and you go and you text. The text number is going to be the same to both of them. You're texting to 79564. One message is simply going to be HBG, Home Buyer's Guide, HBG. Very, very simple. The other one you're going to text is NEST. They're both going to 79564. So one text is HBG, one text is NEST. You get the Home Buyer's Guide, then you get the free search tool that will send you a text message every time there's a new home listed in your search criteria, which is going to include some of those must-haves. Just some real, real simple stuff. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So I tweeted this out earlier that we get folks that call in and we've got these different scenarios, and they hear us talking and they have these concerns. And do you remember, I think it was a week and a half ago, and we were chatting with Dr. Bill Janischak, and our whole entire program was about stress and the idea that there are so many people that are stressed because one of the big issues of stress is finance. And there's sleepless nights. They're worried about this. They're worried about their family. And I had one of these folks call me after the last we've talked about this. And we went through a scenario for this family. And here's the concern that they had is they live in the Inland Empire. The FHA loan limits are a little bit lower there than they are in Orange County, San Diego County, LA County. They have quite a bit of consumer debt. There's, 7 credit cards there, 7 credit cards totaling roughly, it looks like about almost $40,000, almost $40,000 in consumer debt. Their home is probably about $560,000, but there too is a piece that is causing them some unsettlement. They have one of those old loans that were the 4 different payment options. So they had a loan option where they could pay a minimal amount and defer some of the interest. They had an interest-only option. They had a 30-year fixed rate option. And then they had a 15-year option. All these different payment options each and every month were there, it was their choice. They could make any one of those that they chose to make. And when we look at the options, one of the things that we know about that particular program is after 10 years, it can go over from being that deferred interest program to a 20, some of them are 20, some are 30-year amortization, and it becomes an adjustable rate. So it can be very, very nerve-wracking because now we're looking at interest rates going up. This particular family is looking at their options are going up, and they're, quite frankly, they're nervous. So they have this loan. They have a $446,000 balance on it, and they have an option of making – you got to listen to this. This is really scary. They can make a $2,200 payment. They can make an $8,000 payment. They can make a $5,000 payment, or they can make a $3,500 payment. And that's only going to last for a short period of time because then it's going to go to an adjustable rate loan, and that $5,000 payment is going to be a mandatory payment. It can be a little nerve-wracking going from a $2,200 payment to a $5,000 payment. Right? I mean, that'll scare a lot of people. What are you going to do about it? So I got a call from the family. They said, oh, and by the way, you know, the property is worth about $560,000. So you look at $560,000 and $446,000, it becomes not a huge amount of equity. They've got about 21% equity. Is there a solution for them? Because they're looking, you know, right now that payment, like I said, it's $2,200, but it's going up. And what are they going to do? Well, here's some options. That's what we're going to talk about today. Is what can the family do to make this work? Because they're looking at this and saying, ooh, this is very, very scary. And I get it, right? You've got all this debt, and that's why people are awake at night. They're staying awake because they've got the debt. They don't know what to do with it. Where do they go? What do? They've got home equity. They should sell their house. That's another issue in there, and really don't want to sell their house. But, you know, maybe they have to. Maybe there's just no choice in it. They've got $900 on top of that in taxes and insurance payments every month. What are the options for them? Well, the first thing you have to do is I share with you all the time, is we need to look at what is their blended household interest rate? What is their blended household interest rate? You can't make it, and we also want to look at what is their total dollar expenditures out. That's another big issue. I mean, you got to know some of these different numbers, dollar expenditures out, as to what they're going to be doing there as well. So how are we coming up with some of the different numbers? We looked at interest rates on their credit cards. Their consumer debt is ranging anywhere from a small card at 13.5%. all the way up to one card's 27.25% interest. So their blended household interest rate is a little over 5%. We're going to analyze the whole package for you when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about property taxes included in mortgage payments. Does it really happen? How to get rid of mortgage insurance? That's on our docket today as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. So
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Just all you need to do is go to their website, check them out. They've got them. Are property taxes included in mortgage payments? Question comes in on a regular basis. Paying taxes with a mortgage. Lenders often will roll property taxes into borrowers' monthly mortgage payments, while private lenders offer conventional loans are usually not required to do that. The FHA requires all of its borrowers to pay taxes with along with their monthly mortgage payment. To determine how much property tax you pay each month, the lenders calculate your annually tax burden. Divide that by 12. Since their numbers are estimates, some lenders require their borrowers to pay extra money each month in case the property tax payments come up short. If you end up paying more property taxes than you need, you receive a refund. If you underpay your property taxes, you'll have to make an additional payment. When you pay property taxes along with your mortgage payment, your lender deposits your property tax payments into an escrow or impound account. When your property taxes are due, county, your lender uses the funds in that escrow account to pay the taxes on your behalf. Both you and your lender should receive a notice from your local tax authority. If you don't, it's best to contact your lender and your tax authority to make sure your property taxes are being paid on time. That's a very regular. What happens when you pay off your mortgage? Well, once your mortgage is paid off, the lender won't be collecting the payments any longer from you. So then you're going to have to start making the property taxes directly. Sometimes lenders let the borrowers are paying their property taxes directly before their mortgage is off. And this might happen if you've paid down a significant portion of your principal balance. The final word on this, if you're looking to buy a home in the near future, you may need to speak with the lending team over at Gold Star about paying property taxes. Generally, it's going to give you a bit of a discount on your interest rate, maybe usually about an eighth if you pay your property taxes with the home loan amount. Just a thought right there, about an eighth discount. Not all the time, but in many instances, you get a little bit of a discount for paying property taxes along with your mortgage when you set that up. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So before the break, we started chatting a little bit about this family who I have been consulting with, who has a lot of consumer debt, has a home with some equity in it, and they're trying to figure out what they can do to solve this dilemma they're in. So here's the issue. Remember I told you that they've got this opportunity or the option or requirement. $3,472 is one of the payment options that they're going to start having to make. Well, here you figure that out. That has their property taxes we were just talking about built into it. There's $973 in taxes right there. So they're basically paying an effective interest rate of 5.375 right now, 5.375. That's just on the home loan. Then we look at the seven different credit cards that they have, and their blended household interest rate is 6.30. They've got a $3,800 credit card at 16%. They've got an $11,000 credit card at 13.5%, a $3,500 credit card at 21.5%, a $3,000 card at 27%, a little over 27%, a $5,100 card at 13.25%, a $3,800 card, 16.25%, $4,400 card, 14.75%, and a $2,500 card at 26.99%. So think about all of those. There's $38,000 in debt on the consumer debts. Then they've got the $444,000 on their home loan. So when they put all of their debts together, their total monthly debt service, again, not counting that $900 or $970 in taxes and insurance, because that's going to stay the same either way. They've got $3,400 a month going out on the home, and not counting taxes and insurance, and they've got an additional, and we're including in there the consumer debt, so it's $3,400. Now, what if we go and we can get them a 95% loan, no mortgage insurance, 95% loan, no mortgage insurance, and you have to pay a little bit more for it. The way to do that is with the combo loan with our friends over at Gold Star. So now, if they have that combo loan, and let's just say, and I don't know what the exact numbers are, interest rate has been going up. But they're going to be somewhere in the 4 to 5% range, what their interest is going to be, depending upon their credit scores, right? Because we're going to use a lot of their home equity for this project. So if we do a 5% loan on a portion of that, and then we're going to do a 7.65% on another portion of it, and they're going to have to come up with a total of $500. $500. They are going to save, their family is going to save $682 a month. And then they're going to have a fixed number for the rest of their, for the next 30 years, right? So they don't have to worry about interest rates going up or recasting. Because I told you, their loan right now is a variable rate loan. On a variable rate loan, and we took the Fed talking about increasing interest rates three times this year. You're looking at some significant numbers, some significant expenses. Now, our friends over at Gold Star, they waive the lender fees. You don't have to worry about any of the lender fees on something like this. So that makes it a quite a bit nicer right there. does it not make sense to you to start looking at some of these areas where you can reduce your... Now, what happens, again, we've talked about this part of it in the past as well, and I didn't work out these numbers. In the next commercial break, I'll work out the exact numbers. But we've taken these credit cards and the consumer debt, and we've put those in and into a 30-year loan, right? Because we redo this, or we're suggesting or contemplating putting this into a 30-year fixed rate loan. So if they do that, then what ends up happening there is they're going to end up having something that might have been, if they're just making minimum payments on things, some of those minimum payments on credit card, if it's 12% or more, you have to understand the rule of 72, which doesn't matter if it's 12% or not, but the rule of 72 always applies, always, always, always applies. And that means that you divide the interest by 72, and that's going to tell you what you, how often your numbers are going to double. So if you have a 30, in this case, we're talking about $38,000 in debt. If it averaged 12% interest, every 6 years, that $38,000 will double. And if you're just making a minimum payment, and I told you that they've got some cards that are as much as 27.25%. There's a 20, one at 27.25, one at 27 flat. That means those every 3 years, those credit card balances are going to double every 3 years. So we want to get away from that. We want to cut that down. And if we're going to be able to save $680 a month, wouldn't it make sense, if we're getting all this extra security in there, to take some of that $682 and apply it to the old debt, to the paying down the mortgage balance a little bit quicker? Now, you can apply the entire thing to the mortgage balance and bring it down quicker, but what if you just bring it down on some of it? It's still going to help you out a lot. And if you do that, then you're going to start saying, okay, Ron, well, if I put $500 towards the old debt, I'm going to be able to, instead of it being a 360-month loan, I'm going to save 106 months. I'm going to save 9 years worth of payments, almost 9 years worth of payments, by applying that extra $500 a month to the process. Think about those concepts of how we can really do some good work for you, good work for your family, by managing your household debt a little bit better. I got into this industry many, many years ago. I've shared this many times. I worked at Merrill Lynch. And I tell people all the time that I realized that there are a lot more people with debt than with assets. We all talk about wanting to save money, but we don't necessarily do it. We spend what we have. And in this instance, we're able to go ahead and help somebody because their debts, I don't know too many people that stay awake at night because of assets. What keeps people awake at night is their debts. And if that's the case, then what we need to start looking at is, how do we solve that problem for people? And this is one of those scenarios where, by using the tools that we have, using the assets that we have, we're able to solve some of these problems. Now, one of the other things, if you're renting, you're not going to ever get any equity built up. This property for these folks is like a second income for them. Well, actually, it's a third income because mom and dad are both working. So it's a third income because they've got a $560,000 property. If that property appreciates this year at 5%, they have another $25,000 in equity at the end of the year. Will it happen? I don't know. But if they're renting, I can guarantee you it will not happen. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. How to get rid of mortgage insurance. That program I just told you about doesn't even have any mortgage insurance. You don't even have to worry about it there. But how do you get rid of mortgage insurance? We'll talk about that when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, or maybe it's first mortgage, Gold Star has the programs that are available for you. VA loans, FHA loans, first-time home buyers loans, they're all there. You just need to give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right people. Just thought you would like to get that information going right now. How do you get rid of mortgage insurance? That's our question of the day. What, first of all, probably sometimes people don't even understand is, what about mortgage insurance? Do you need mortgage insurance? I heard one of the radio programs, the infomercials over the weekend, talking about mortgage insurance, and they have to have mortgage insurance on every loan over that has less than 20% equity. And that's not completely true. Maybe that's in their world. Maybe they don't have the options of other programs, other products for you. But there, you don't always have mortgage insurance in everything that's over or under 20% down payment. VA loans have no mortgage insurance. They have zero down payment. So it's a great, great product. There are certain types of what we call combo loans where you don't have any mortgage insurance on those. There's several different options where you don't have mortgage insurance. I'm not in the camp that says mortgage insurance is bad. I'm in the camp that says get in the game. That's the most important part, is get in the game. Have that home. Start making a payment on your house as opposed to a payment on somebody else's house. I don't like that when you're paying somebody else's mortgage payment instead of your own mortgage payment. That's when you see rent. That's what we call making somebody else's mortgage payment, is if they're out there and they've got a mortgage, they rent it to you, they include their mortgage, their taxes, their insurance, their upkeep, their maintenance, their improvements and profit, all that they add to your expenses. And I'm not a big fan of that. I don't like when you're going and making those payments for somebody else. I'd rather you just make those payments on your own behalf. So get in the game, even if it's a smaller house. Now, sometimes you're going to have mortgage insurance. That's the right solution. You have to do the analysis. You have to do the work, figure that out as to whether is that the right solution for you and your family. And there's no exact answer to that. So when somebody says that mortgage insurance is bad, I'm like, well, so you're saying you'd rather somebody rent and wait 9 years, which we saw in one of the recent reports, to buy a house? No, that's stupid. You want to get into the game as quickly as you can. Now, part of that should be, if you're working with somebody that's a really, really reputable lender, part of that needs to be a long-term lender. That's right, I should say. Because you look at some of the online services, they're not that they're not reputable. It's just that they're wham, bam, thank you, done and gone. And that's not, when you're talking about mortgages, I just shared with you in the last couple segments, we were talking about how you can use a mortgage to get rid of all of your consumer debt and then even cut down on the time payment that you're making your mortgage payments as well. So there is called mortgage planning. The online services, their business model is to get you the quickest mortgage, the cheapest, as quick as they can, and get on with the next person because they don't really care about you. They're a numbers game. Now, if somebody's caring about you and they're doing a annual or semi-annual mortgage review, or they're watching what the mortgage options are in the marketplace, well, then you might be able to say, okay, what's different options? So one of those is to have a game plan. And the game plan is, how quickly can I get rid of my mortgage insurance? So if you put down 20%, you don't have to worry about it, but not everybody has 20% to put down. And again, like I said, I want to get in the game. So several ways to get rid of the mortgage insurance. One scenario involves contacting your lender when your mortgage loan-to-value ratio falls to 80%. At that point, you'll have 20% equity in your home. And to cancel your mortgage insurance, you'll need to submit a written request. Your lender will then need to ensure that you're consistently paying bills on time and that you're current on your mortgage payments. You'll also need to have your home appraised before you officially shed that mortgage insurance in some instances. Sometimes they just look at it and say, okay, well, you've paid down enough on the mortgage so you can get rid of it by based on just that valuation, that equity term. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, your lender must also confirm that there are no other liens on your home before canceling your mortgage insurance. If you have a second mortgage, such as a home equity line of credit, you may have to work on paying down that loan, especially if the second loan puts your total loan to value, or they call it a cumulative loan to value, above 80%. Now, when mortgage insurance can be terminated automatically, your lender must do that either halfway through your loan's amortization schedule. Again, we're dealing with amortization schedules there. What is an amortization schedule? So that's basically looking and saying, okay, you've paid X amount of dollars towards the principal over time. Now, on a 30-year loan, you're generally going to get to the 8 to 20% equity from the amortization schedule about the ninth year. But in order for your lender to terminate your private mortgage insurance, you must up to date with your mortgage payments. Keep in mind that there is a difference between canceling your mortgage insurance and having it terminated. If the value of your home is depreciated, you may not be able to cancel your mortgage insurance, but your lender may be required to terminate your mortgage insurance before you've reached that 78% threshold. To find out whether your loan-to-value ratio has dropped to 78%, you can divide the amount you owe by the original purchase price. For example, if you owe $150,000 on a house that costs $200,000, 78%. 150 divided by 200 is 78%. How to cancel mortgage insurance early? The easiest way is to get rid of mortgage insurance before your scheduled termination date is to make extra mortgage payments by making an extra payment every month or so. You can quickly build equity in your home. Remember in the last segment I told you about making that extra payment or that extra $500, and that would cut 9 years off of the payment amortization table or payment schedule? Same exact thought. So the bottom line here is there's several ways to get rid of mortgage insurance. You can make extra mortgage payments or revamp your property. And when you have 20% equity in your home, you can ask your lender to cancel your mortgage insurance. You can stick to your amortization schedule and wait for the mortgage insurance to be terminated automatically, or you can actually make some extra payments so that you get to that termination point. If you have a VA loan, an FHA loan, or a conventional loan that you took out before 1999, the rules we've mentioned regarding the cancellation and termination of mortgage insurance probably don't apply. To find out whether you can stop payments, don't forget, Gold Star has that mortgage adoption program. It's a real simple program. When you just send me a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, I'll send it to the team at Gold Star, and they adopt your mortgage, and they'll take a look at some of these things and see if there's any opportunities for you to either restructure your loan, to get rid of the mortgage insurance. Maybe you want to cut the mortgage insurance in half. There are programs for that as well. It's just a matter of planning and doing all these things on a regular basis with somebody that really takes a heart and cares about you and your family, a trusted advisor for life. It's the high trust policies they have at Gold Star. Be sure to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.